My Uncle Don did not like paying taxes. He had a libertarian streak in him, and he felt that the government was not going to use his money the way he wanted to. He and Aunt Margaret were anti-war, and they lived their lives very simply, trying never to have a job where he would have to pay any taxes. And he worked under the table as much as he could. I know he had to have some jobs where he must have paid taxes, but for the most part, he tried to just avoid the whole thing. They lived well into their 80s. I don't know what they did when they got into old age. Somehow they got by. Uncle Don was a protester against what he felt was the system. My dad, on the other hand, was very much a conformist. My dad was he was in a fraternity, he was in ROTC, he was in the Army, he worked as a field executive for the Boy Scouts of America, he was in Kiwanis. He was part of all the organizations that make up American society, and so he bought in to the system. My dad was a conformist. So I had these two role models, my Uncle Don and my dad. And I guess my dad won out because I'm pretty much a conformist, at least at this point in my life. There's a tension in the gospel today. And the tension is between conformity and protest. Should you protest against society, or should you conform to society? The Pharisees and the Herodians come to Jesus and they ask, is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? We're at chapter 22 in the Gospel of Matthew. We're getting towards the end, coming up to Jesus' death and resurrection. Jesus has come to Jerusalem. He's teaching in the temple. He's stirred up a lot of controversy and a lot of conflict, and it's coming at him full force right now. The Pharisees and the Herodians have gotten together to try to trap Jesus. It's an odd marriage. Strange bedfellows, these two groups. The Pharisees were very religious, very strict observance of the Jewish law. They hated the Roman occupiers and they wanted to do everything they could to separate themselves from the Roman government. They were offended by the Roman occupation. The Herodians, on the other hand, were Jews who had accommodated themselves to the Roman occupation. They said, well, you know, it's a reality that we're living in. Why not just do the best we can and get along with the Romans? We just pay the taxes. So the Pharisees felt that the Romans were their enemy and taxes were blasphemy, whereas the Herodians thought that the Romans were their friends and that taxes were just a necessary evil. But both of them are threatened by Jesus, and so they join up to trap him. They say, teacher, we know that you are sincere in your teaching. You teach according to the truth, and you show deference to no one. So tell us then, is it lawful in the Jewish law to pay taxes to the emperor or not? In other words, should we protest or should we conform? Well, of course, it's an impossible question. If Jesus says yes, it's okay to pay taxes to the government, then it makes him look like he's a sellout to the Roman occupiers. But if he says no, then it makes him sound like he's a rebel or even a revolutionary, and the Romans will come and possibly arrest him and imprison him. So they're trying to trap him into one of those two positions. Well, this question of protest versus conformity is it's not an easy question. I think there are times for Christians to be part of society, and there are times when Christians are supposed to protest against what's happening in society. For example, in the Middle Ages, the monasteries were established as part of the medieval system, and the monasteries provided, they protected the people from hunger and disease and ignorance. So I think that was a time when it was important to conform with the system. But on the other hand, if you think about the civil rights movement in the 1950s and the 1960s, it was a Christian-led movement to protest against the injustice of segregation. And I think that was a time when Christians were called to protest against the system. So there's a time to protest and a time to conform. Jesus is in the temple with this hostile crowd and he has to come up with an answer. You can imagine the tension that exists there as he faces this crowd. So he asks for a coin that is used to pay the Roman tax, and someone pulls out a denarius. And Jesus says, whose title is this? And whose image is this? Right there on the coin, you can see it. It's the image of Tiberius, the emperor, and the words that are on the coin are Tiberius, emperor, son of God. Well, the Ten Commandments, one of the Ten Commandments says, you shall have no idols, you shall make no graven images for yourselves. And here they are, carrying around in their pocket an idol. Their hypocrisy is pointed out by Jesus. So, Jesus answers the question. He says, give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and give to God the things that are God's. Very good reply. He's been asked an either-or question, but he's given a both-and answer. Pay your taxes, but remember who you are. Now, this coin is created in the image of the emperor, but you are created in the image of God. In other words, there's a time to conform and a time to protest. Jesus was a prophet, but he was not a revolutionary. He came to reform the Jewish faith and to call people back to God, but he didn't come to destroy society. As citizens in a democracy, we have the right and the duty to protest things that we see are unjust. And as Christians, we are called always to remember that we are made in the image of God. Amen.